As we're all stuck at home here in Chicago because of the coronavirus, so many of us have been putting together different music playlists for different parts of the day. Barry Manilow, of course, is on many of my playlists, and Barry has a brand new album called Night Songs 2. Let's welcome in the man who writes the songs that make the young girls cry. He writes the songs. He writes the songs. Barry, how are you?
Hi, Pete. I'm fine.
Barry, are you quarantined?
I'm quarantined. We all are. I mean, that's the only thing that they can suggest. Just stay home. And so I'm staying home.
Well, that's what we all have to do. I know. I thought it would be fun to have you on to talk about your new album. People are putting together playlists. I mean, it makes everybody happy. You're that guy.
Thank you. You know, we put together on Spotify, there's an album of, we're calling it Hope. And it's all the songs that I've recorded over the years that'll make you feel good. So check it out on Spotify. I think, you know, songs like I Made It Through the Rain and,
sure.
and those songs. And it'll make you feel better. And so will this album. You know, I keep hearing that, you know, with all the anxiety that we're all going through, put this new one on and it makes you just, your blood pressure goes a little lower and it'll make you feel better.
Well, Barry, explain to me, when you first started out, you have such a connection here to Chicago. The Merchandise Mart today is filled with showrooms and offices. But back in the day, when you were first starting out, you played the Merchandise Mart, right?
I did. I played a place that was called Enrici's, and it was in the lobby of the Merchandise Mart. And I played from 5 to 8 every night, and I got to know all the people from the offices. They would all come down and get drunk at the piano. That was lovely.
How long did you live in Chicago?
You know, the job was great, and so I wound up staying there for a good 6 to 8 months. Made friends. It was great. Still have friends from Chicago now.
Well, Night Songs 1, released a few years ago, nominated for a Grammy Award. Now it's Night Songs 2. This is just you and your piano. It's like you're playing back at the Merchandise Mart.
It is. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. But, you know, when you put it on, I'm playing in your living room, just you and me.
I agree 100%. I mean, that's the first thing I thought when I heard this album. I'm like, I feel like Barry is playing to me. I mean, do you have your piano in your living room or do you have it in the great room? Where is it now?
No, I have it in my studio. I don't take my work into the house. So the house is filled with beautiful stuff, but my music is all in the studio.
So you don't have a piano right off the kitchen where you can just sit down and play. That's work to you.
It's work for me. So I don't have anything that represents my career in my house. It's all in the studio.
Wow. Okay. I want to make sure I'm correct on this. Night Songs 2 debuted at number 4, which means you've had an album charting in the top 40 for 6 decades. I had my producer, Curtis, look it up. Your first was Barry Manilow 2. In January of 1975, which, of course, had Mandy and It's a Miracle on it. Is that right? 6 decades in the top 40?
Yes, I'm as old as the hills.
I mean, Barry, let's step back for a second and look at that. You've had an album charting in the top 40 for 6 decades. That's huge.
I know. It's ridiculous. You know, when you put it like that, it's crazy.
We're talking with Barry Manilow. You know, I follow you on Instagram, and we've seen lots of artists reading books on Instagram this week because people are sitting in their houses. Chris Martin of Coldplay did a 30-minute mini concert this week on Instagram, which I loved. I would love to see you on Instagram just playing the piano and talking to us.
Well, you know, I'm doing something with Rosie O'Donnell. She's bringing back her Rosie O'Donnell show, and they asked if I would be one of the guests. And that I would sit at my piano, talk to her, and, I don't know, sing a song or two. So that's what I'm doing. So I'm getting close to what you're saying.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Yeah. How old were you when you first started playing the piano?
13. When my mother remarried and got me a stepfather, he threw out my accordion, thank God, and got me a piano.
So you can play the accordion, too.
And I'm sorry to say, but yeah, well, you know, it was valuable when I played the accordion because I learned how to read music. And then when I switched to the piano, it was easy because I knew how to read music. And after that, you know, studio work. And then I went to college to become a professional musician. But, you know, when young people ask me what is my advice, I always tell them, learn to read music because then you can always work. You know, if you don't become like a successful singer or artist, You'll always be able to work. If you can read music, you can get into a band, you can play in Broadway pits, you can do commercials. But if you can't read music, then producers don't want you.
Barry, my son Charlie has been playing piano for years. He wanted to quit in seventh grade, and we didn't let him. He wanted to quit again in eighth grade last year. We wouldn't let him. He's a freshman in high school now. And when he has friends over, he plays the piano for them, and he loves it. I'm so glad we kept pushing him, and now he's at a point where he really enjoys it. And you're right. He's reading music, and he's getting into it, and he's doing his own thing. I just love it.
Right. I mean, he may not wind up being, I don't know, Van Cliburn, but if he loves the music because he can read, he can actually have a music career.
Right. Well, you want to expose people and your kids to arts, don't you?
Yes. And, you know, I've been dealing with this for so many years when I found out that the high schools are running out of instruments. So I have this mental music project, and we get instruments into schools that are running out of them. And I meet these kids, and they are so passionate about their music class. I can't tell you. It becomes their first family. They meet people there. It's so important, and yet, you know, they're running out of instruments.
We're talking with Barry Manilow. His new album is called Night Songs 2. Barry, we're all stuck at home during the coronavirus lockdown. The McMurrays have put together their playlists. Who is on Barry Manilow's playlist? Who do you listen to?
Well, you know, I go back to the greats. I mean, I do like this style of music called electronica. I think they're as close to jazz as you can get. You know, Daft Punk and Underworld and those kind of people. I think that they're really interesting. They've chosen to do very, very interesting stuff with their records. That's as far as I can get to pop music. The rest of it, you know, on my playlist, well, it's Sting, it's Paul Simon, it's Sinatra. It's, you know, people that sing well-written songs.
My mother, and I've told this story before on the radio, my mother and father love Frank Sinatra, and they love Jackie Gleason records, too. So that's what I grew up with, listening to at my house.
My stepfather came in and brought with him a stack of albums that changed my life. They were Broadway musicals and jazz artists, and so that's what I grew up with. You know, they were very sophisticated things, and for a 13-year-old kid, you know, I was already passionate about that kind of music.
Talk to me about your wardrobe, because I love that it's... Now hold on a second, because I love that it's very Barry Manilow, because it's classy yet Hollywood, but not too over-the-top.
Right. Well, thank you. I thought you were going to go the other way. Back in the 70s, that Copacabana shirt got me in such trouble.
Well, you know, the pirate shirt on Seinfeld, it's basically the same thing.
Yes. I was going for a joke, but, you know, a lot of the press thought I was serious. Oh, please. It was awful. But no, I've always liked to have great-looking clothes, but for the stage, it needs to have a little more oomph to them, so that's what I wear.
So you got a guy? Everybody in Chicago's got a guy to do something, so Barry Manilow's got a guy to do his clothes.
Yeah, I do. I have a girl to do it, and she's brilliant.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, I remember my oldest sister, Diana, as a kid, she had your album, your live album, and the commercial jingles were such a big deal, and it feels like... it has followed you your entire career because, you know, these jingles, people see them in commercials and they have been singing them over and over and over. Do you embrace that?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, they've stopped playing many, many of them, but they still play Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there.
Right.
And now and again, I'll bump into I Am Stuck on a Band-Aid. So, you know, State Farm, they have been playing this State Farm insurance commercial for over 40 years. I think it's my greatest hit, don't you think?
Oh, my gosh. I think we have State Farm right here. Here it is.
Like a good neighbor.
There it is right there.
State Farm is there.
I mean, they've been running that for years.
For years, for 40-some-odd years. Eat your heart out, Paul McCartney.
how about this one right here, Barry? I mean, we remember these from our childhood. They're such great stuff.
And, you know, they don't write jingles anymore. They don't have jingles on commercials anymore. I think that's a mistake. They gave me a Clio Award a couple of years ago, and I sat through the whole evening, and they played all the commercials that were getting awards. Not one of them had a jingle on it.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being Barry Manilow because you can't go anywhere without being recognized.
Well, you're right. But these people are so beautiful to me that I can't complain. Everybody that I meet, and I mean everybody, thanks me. Really, so I'm not complaining.
I love that. Are you having trouble getting toilet paper, too, when you're running to Target?
I don't know what Target is, so start there.
It's a store where you can buy toilet paper, and they've been out for the last month. Barry, you're the best. It's great to talk to you again. I always wish you continued success. Night Songs 2 is such a great album.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks. And so are you. I really enjoy our conversations every few years. So thank you, Pete. Thanks, everybody. Chicago. I broke out of Chicago. It's like my second home. I love it. I hope I get back there.
Barry Manilow. Now go wash your hands. We're all done with this.
Can you get it on the phone?
I hope not.
Okay. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks, Barry.
Bye.